I wouldn't call it a hobby. I
mean, do that right now.
It's not, right it's not now. Really a, I mean, not really a hobby.
Fleetfoxes er en kvintett fra Seattle som liker å drømme seg tilbake I tid, elsker å synge harmonier, og som likevel har vært mye omtalt I 2008. Gutta I bandet har langt hår og skjegg, myke rutete flanellskjorter og slitte gårdsgudsko. Jeg hadde hørt om Robin Pecknolds litt kuriøse hobby, og late som at det 400 år tilbake I tid. Men han ville altså ikke ha på seg at det var en hobby. Men så kommer plutselig trommis Josh Tillman på at de drømte seg tilbake I tid senest I går.
We did that yesterday.
We did.
We did that yesterday.
We went on a hike at sunrise in Germany yesterday.
In Reese.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were staying right on the water, and neither of us could sleep. So mm-hmm. It was like 5:30 in the morning or so. We're like, let's just go for a walk, and then we ended up in this. It quickly turns into this like there are a couple farms over there, just small little operations. But so we were walking out in this field, and you know, occasionally you just get this sensation of like, this could be any time period. This is what it would look like at any period in time, you know. And it's nice to get that when you don't have any. There's no point of reference for modernity. Like it's just totally, you know.
But it's not really a hobby.
No. Let's go outside and pretend it's 400 years ago. Again?
I've got Excalibur. Come down from the mountain you have been gone too long. The spring is upon us, follow my only song.
Neida, det ikke en hobby. Men hvis vi bare tenker oss rundt 10 år tilbake I tid. Det like før jul, Robin Pecknold kommer hjem og finner en gitar I stua. Men den ikke til han.
I remember I came home and it was like around Christmas time. I came home and there was a guitar in the living room of like our apartment and I was like, oh, who's this guitar for? Like I thought I'd come home like and I'd found my present and they're like, oh, it's for Asia. And I was super mad. I got super bummed out. Like, she's getting a guitar. Like, why is she getting a guitar and I'm not? You know, so I was bummed all the way up to Christmas. And then, like, my dad got me and my brother and sister all a guitar at the same time.
One each?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was awesome. As you lay to die beside me, baby, on the morning that you came.
Form for søskenkjærlighet fikk altså Robin Pecknold til å begynne å spille gitar. Og synge. For vokalharmonier som jo dominerer Fleetfoxes lydbilde tross alt det aller viktigste.
Have you always been loving to sing in harmonies?
Yeah, I mean, I think in listening to music, that's the music that I'm most drawn to, I guess, is when there's a lot of interesting vocal stuff going on. You know, I like hearing that music, whatever kind of music it is. You know, like, I feel like that's, you know, the element when you're listening to music, that's the element that's most familiar, because it's, you know, the sound of it, it's not electronic and it's not electric and it's not synthesized, you know, it's like, and it's also not, even a guitar is abstract, you know, I mean, in some way it's not. Doesn't actually sound human, you know.
Du hører på Lydverket. Lydverket på P3.
Thank you.
My brother, where do you intend to go tonight? I heard that you missed your connecting flight to the Blue Ridge Mountain over near Tennessee. You're ever welcome with me anytime you like. Let's drive to the countryside, leave behind some green-eyed lookalikes, so no one gets worried, no. So no one gets worried, no. But Sean, don't get careless, I'm sure it'll be fine. I love you, I love you, oh brother of mine. Thank you.